Goddard, the budget committee member.
Doug Hunt, commissioner.
Linda Roy, budget committee member.
Bill Hall, commissioner.
John Barrett, budget committee member.
Terry Thompson, commissioner.
So we'll kind of move on to the update from the Board of Commissioners, if the commissioners have anything that they would like to add.
I don't think we have anything, but Janice, do you have anything to present at this point?
You have in front of you a revised road fund budget. Roy Pinion, our roads department director, requested that we move $100,000 out of the road fund ending balance into the materials and services category, anticipating increased fuel prices. So those changed pages are in your hands, and that is now the proposal.
Yeah, Roy has spoken to me about that briefly and said when he did his first set of figures, you know, fuel prices looked good, but we've all seen what's been happening at the pump the last few months, and he thought this was prudent.
I can't believe I paid $2.49 this afternoon to fill my tank. Not too long, it was $2. It's charge season.
Yep.
Getting ready for that. Anything else? Okay, if not, moving on. At this time, it's time for public input or testimony, and I think we will give each member who would like to speak 5 minutes to make comment. And the floor is open. Anyone? Okay, seeing none, we will continue. Okay, so discussion on the Sluts Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District budget. Is there someone here that's going to be making that presentation or discussion?
It will be a joint effort.
Okay.
Wayne Belmont, County Council. This is, of course, something that came about as a result of the election yesterday, in which a proposal was made to form a new district, very similar to the districts you've been looking at budgets at for several years, except for that this one is not a countywide district. This is actually a specific area in Sluts. It actually follows the boundaries of the Sluts Rural Fire Protection District. And the electors in that particular district were given an opportunity to form the district and establish a tax base to provide these enhanced law enforcement services. And they did so. This is actually, I think, the third or fourth time we've been out for one of these smaller districts and communities to give these enhanced services, and the first one that's passed. That makes us scramble now, because this actually goes into effect at least for next tax year, and so we need to put together a budget and have that considered and adopted in the same time frame now as the regular budget. So I think Janice will talk a little bit. She's handing out some materials about what we're proposing for the budget. This is something we've discussed with the community and with our partners out there. In this case, will be the Sluts Tribe. So the numbers have been run around. We still got it. We'll have to put together a whole bunch of things to make this happen. Come together, but the first step really is to establish this budget. So,
and towards that end, I've passed out a proposed budget for this new district, which we would hope you would be agreed to be appointed as budget committee members of, and then make a deliberation. It will mean one more budget committee meeting just to consider this budget. And we will have to have that within the next couple of weeks. So you have the budget document in front of you to review, and then in a couple of weeks we'll meet and discuss it and ask for your approval. I think there's a delicate time balance here. We have to have the budget committee meeting held in enough time to then advertise a budget hearing that will occur at the same time as we adopt, as the Board of Commissioners adopts all the other budgets for the county.
And unfortunately, we have to hold the Budget Committee meeting after we get the certified results from the clerk so we can finalize the formation of the district. So this thing's all kind of happening in a kind of parallel, yeah, we've got step by step, but...
So the targeted timeframe is the week of June 6th.
Yeah.
And so if we can kind of come to a consensus of the best evening to meet then or other time.
Do you want to come up with that consensus?
It'd be great to do that.
It would be nice to do that, because the other thing that has to happen is we have to advertise
for the budget meeting.
And that notice has to go to the newspaper tomorrow.
Okay.
Wednesday evenings are the best.
I am out of state that week.
That's fine.
But as long as the other five are present, we've got a quorum.
I guess I'll make it work.
Well, and again, if there's somebody, remember under public meetings law.
Well, the Monday is the 6th. 6th, 7th, or 8th would be the evenings that we could meet.
I think Tanya went to get the calendars.
And I cannot do the 7th.
You have a class.
I do have a class.
7th is Tuesday, right?
Yes. But I can do the 6th or the 8th.
Do we need to entertain a motion to...
Not at this point.
That'll be at that meeting.
That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's, we'll present formally, basically the same process you went through on a little tighter timeframe.
Tanya looked at my schedule, I'm an advocate for the 8th, so...
Because technically, we can't do that tonight because we don't have the certified results from the clerk.
Well, you know, actually, we haven't published the, technically, the district isn't formed yet.
Right.
Until we get the certified election results from the clerk and we'll do an order to adopt. So all these things will come into play, kind of one after the other.
Dana was indicating earliest that he felt he could certify the results was possibly Friday the 3rd.
Yeah.
More realistically, Monday the 6th of June.
I think Monday the 6th of June is his deadline.
Yeah, that's his deadline. So he said he'd have it by the 3rd.
Tanya, did you look and see if our schedules are anything?
So that week of June 6th, of course, Bill won't be available at all. You're available all except Thursday, the 9th, and you're available all week.
Okay, so let's do Wednesday, the 8th.
Wednesday night, the 8th would be perfect, because actually, we'll probably enter the formal order that morning at the board meeting to form the district, so that's perfect.
Okay, now Wednesday, the 8th is fine.
And will that be here?
Yes.
At 6 o'clock.
6, yeah.
We can put that on my schedule.
Okay, so that's settled. The meeting will then be advertised for that date. And so review this budget and come prepared to discuss it.
Could I just make a comment or ask a question or two on it now? So we're looking at, in round numbers, $440,000 in revenue. Half of that will come from the property tax levy, half through the Confederated Tribes of the Salettes. And, you know, since essentially we're the fiscal agent or the fiscal entity for the district, they will be making a payment to the district?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And would we want to hear from Sheriff Desmond Landers at all about the mechanics of gearing up to provide this service?
Can I suggest that that's probably a good topic to occur on the 8th?
During that.
Okay, so that's going to be prepared.
Let's do that, because that's when you're going to be hearing this.
The meeting on the 8th.
Do that on the 8th.
Maybe just a suggestion, I don't know if we would want to have that out in Salettes for the community out there.
Well, that'd be great if you guys are willing to come to Salettes. It's actually kind of halfway in between for some of you, so...
Take the back roads.
Take the back roads, you're there.
Just a suggestion.
That's not a bad idea.
If we could arrange a meeting place there.
Have City Halls available, or...
And here's what we'll do, we'll let you know where in Salettes, we'll do it in Salettes, there's a couple places.
I think Salettes would be good.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay, so someone will notify us where...
Was that Sheriff-elect that made that suggestion?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else on that discussion? Okay. We will move on, discussion of the budget document. And do we need to reread anything, or just having a conversation?
Amongst yourselves, if you have some issues that you want to raise, feel free.
Anyone have any comments other than what's already been said?
I just have a general suggestion on the whole budget process. And that would be that we're at the beginning of the segments where it talks about the indicators, if it would actually indicate what the indicators are, whether they're being met or not.
The narrative information often doesn't get updated by departments annually. We always ask, and so, yeah, if...
That would just be nice to have.
I like that idea.
I do too. I would appreciate that as well. And I think I thought of it at one of the, as we were going past, and it just kind of went out, so that would be nice as well.
Not a problem.
Anything else from anyone?
Well, I'll just make the, sorry. Your chair.
Well, okay, just maybe something for the committee to be aware of, although it won't affect the document. The federal timber replacement money, secure rural schools money, which keeps going away and then rising from the political grave. There was a real push by the Oregon congressional delegation to get a new timber management bill through this session. Ron Wyden had a bill, Peter DeFazio had a different bill, and they have given up on that for this year. They know that Congress is pretty much gridlocked, but the word from the lobbyists working with the Association of Counties and the Association of O&C Counties is they are going to make a push now, and they feel like there is some momentum to actually get another reauthorization of secure rural schools. So if that happens, and of course that's always a big if, given we're dealing with Congress, that could bring us some more money in the coming year, but we don't know that, or we don't know how much, because it seems like each reauthorization has been stepped down from the previous one. But I guess if that money arrives, it will simply go into our ending balance for next year.
I would just make a comment that this is the fourth budget meeting that we've had. As I think has been pointed out at some of the prior meetings, this budget really is, it's a sustainable balance. It's a budget that doesn't make a significant changes, certainly no reductions in services. We've added a little bit here and there, doing some maintenance, one-time expenses. So in effect, it's a budget that's very similar to the ones that this committee has seen the last couple of years. And I think that speaks well of the budget process, but also means that there aren't a lot of serious questions as to what's being done and why. So just a little insight into the process.
Thank you. Anyone else? Not hearing anything else, we'll go ahead and move forward to the motions. I'd like to hear a motion on Lincoln County Animal Services District budget. Do I hear a motion?
I move to approve the Lincoln County Animal Services District 2016-17 budget as submitted to this committee, and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of 11 cents per thousand, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2016-17 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with law as of July 1, 2016.
I'll second.
Do I say all in favor? Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next we move on. Do I hear a motion on Lincoln County Extension Service District budget?
I'll move to approve the Lincoln County Extension Service District 2016-17 budget as submitted to this committee, and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of $0.0451 or 4.51 cents
per thousand that these, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2016-17 upon the assessed value of all taxable property within the county in accordance with law as of July 1st, 2016.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And we move on to a motion on Lincoln County Solid Waste Disposal Service District budget.
I move to approve Lincoln County Solid Waste Disposal Service District for 2016-17. But the budget is submitted and to this committee.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye in favor.
Next motion on Lincoln County Transportation Service District budget. I will go ahead. I move to approve the Lincoln County Transportation Service District 2016-2017 budget as submitted to this committee and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of $0.0974 or 9.74 cents per thousand, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2016-17 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with law as of July 1st, 2016.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
You're up. I move to accept the recommendations of the Compensation Committee as presented to the Budget Committee for changing the compensation of elected officials beginning July 1st, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So now we move on to the motion on the Lincoln County budget. Now, do we go ahead and do this prior to this continuation? Okay. So motion on the Lincoln County budget.
I move to approve the Lincoln County 2016-17 budget as submitted to and amended by this committee, and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of 2.8202 per thousand for general operations, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2016-17 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the county in accordance with laws as of July 1, 2016.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So that gets us through our agenda for this evening. Do I adjourn the meeting or do we still continue?
No, because it'll be a new meeting.
Okay. Well, then that ends this session of the Lincoln County Budget Committee, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.